Welcome to Corey's Conscious Living Podcast, where you'll find bedtime stories for children of all ages. Are you ready to meditate with Corey? Make sure that you're all comfortable and snug as a bug in your bed. Try not to wiggle around too much. Now is the time to be still and quiet, even if the story gets crazy at times. You try and be still and quiet as you listen. And that way, your body can start to relax. And you can let go of your day, feeling happy and entertained, so you can have sweet dreams. Heidi, Cherry, Vaya, Tucker, and Leo had just gone through the whole process with the magical stone. Tucker decided that he wanted to visit a place in town that he'd never visited before. He got his stone out of the hiding place, underneath the statue, in the garden, but don't tell anyone. The cats, Leo and Tucker, all stood there in the garden, held the stone up to the sun. Their magical angel appeared in the stone and told them, "You get one wish, just one wish." This time, Tucker said,
"We want to be human again."
That's exactly what happened. Tucker was stood there with jeans and a t-shirt and a pair of red Converse. He felt very, very cool. Heidi was wearing her glasses. She had these really cool clips in her hair. There was a rainbow clip, a flower clip, and a half moon clip. She was wearing a bright purple t-shirt and khaki pants. She had sandals on. She decided that it was too cold for sandals. She went inside to try and find a pair of boots or something warmer in her mum's closet. Cherry had on a bright red jumpsuit. It was super cute. She was wearing like a crop top sweatshirt with big baggy bottoms. And she had on some Converse too. Leo was sporting a long sleeve t-shirt and jeans. He looked very casual and comfortable. Vaya was wearing pink leg warmers over dark pink leggings. She matched it with a big, baggy purple sweatshirt and a purple bow in her hair. She had it in a up ponytail, and it was bouncing all over the place. Tucker told everyone where he wanted to go for the human experience. He was super excited, and everyone agreed it was an awesome choice. First, though, he ran upstairs, raided his piggy bank, because he needed some money, and then put all the money he got in there in his jeans and decided they were good to go. When they got downtown, they all stood outside the candy store. Cherry said,
"OMG, have you seen everything inside? There's so much candy."
"OMG, I want that lollipop right there."
She was pointing to a ginormous lollipop, bigger than a head, that was in the window. There was a bunch of them and they looked like they were a bunch of flowers, but they weren't, they were lollipops. All in a vase. There was an old man in the window on the other side of the store, making taffy. From scratch. It was all long and chewy looking, and he was twisting it around his hands and pulling it
like it was dough or something. Then he added colours to it and twisted it and pulled it and twisted it and pulled it. And then he rolled it in a really, really thin sausage and chopped it up into pieces. Leo said, "That just looks like the most amazing job to have when you're a grown-up." Heidi said, "Oh, yeah. Can you imagine? Just making candy all day? How cool is this?" They were stood there for ages watching him. He was a skinny old man with white hair and a big, big, enormous handlebar mustache. And it had curly bits on the sides, like it was handlebars on a bike or something. Cherry said, "His mustache is just the best." Tucker said,
"I wouldn't mind one of those. It looks awesome. I'm trying to grow a mustache now. Look, I'm getting little prickly bits. Can you see them?"
Cherry looked at Tucker's top lip. There wasn't anything there. And she just laughed at him.
Vaya said, "Can we go inside? I can't wait to go inside. You know what I've always wanted from this place? One of those toffee apple things. Oh, they just look so nice. I've always wanted one. One of the red ones, you know, like a big red giant apple in Snow White. You know when she bites the apple, but she gets poisoned and goes to sleep? Until she gets kissed, that is. Just like that. But it's a toffee apple and they're super crispy on the outside. And then the apple inside is always perfect and juicy and sweet." Everyone was staring at her, practically drooling, thinking about the toffee apples. Cherry said, "Come on, what are we waiting for?"
They all walked towards the door. The door was a big wooden door with a glass window in the middle, and it had a big wooden handle. When you opened and pushed the door in, there was a big bell that rang. Everything about the store was super old-fashioned and cute. There were so many different types of candy. They were all the soft candies. They were the sweet and sour candies. They were lots and lots and lots of different flavours of taffy. The taffy was all in different coloured bins. There must have been about 30 different flavours, obviously because the guy in the window makes them all day. There was hard candy wrapped in clear wrappers. Cherry walked over to where the big giant lollipops were. It was one of those big, massive round ones that twisted and twisted and twisted until it got to a circle in the middle. It was all different colours. She grabbed a hold of one. And then she started walking around the store looking at all the other stuff. There was candy from all over the world. There was Australian candy, English candy, American candy. There was even old-fashioned cough sweets. There were three different types of licorice, black, red, and purple. There was a section in the store that had all different flavoured toffees. And then there was a special section in the middle of the store with glass containers where you could look at all the different flavoured fudges and chocolates, all homemade. The store smelt so good. Tucker said, "I could stay here all day. It's like the best place in the world. I can't believe we're actually in it. I can't believe that we're going to be buying candy. I can't believe it. It's just so cool. It's like as cool as that guy's mustache." The guy looked over and smiled and said, "Thank you very much, sir." Tucker said, "You're welcome. How long did it take you to grow that? It's amazing." The old man said, "Oh, it just has a mind of its own. It doesn't stop growing no matter what I do. Pops out all the time." "Oh, I can't wait for that. But it's awesome." Leo said, "I'm not in any rush for a mustache. I don't think I'd like that. And I'd probably
be allergic to the stuff that you have to put on your face when you shave. So, no, I don't think I want to be hairy. Cherry said,
"You're perfect as you all are, yo."
Tucker, "You're a Wally. You're so silly. Who wants a mustache? I mean, you probably get all your food stuck in it."
Vaya said, "I think he would look like a handsome prince with a mustache. He'd look so handsome."
Tucker said, "Thanks, Vaya."
Vaya found the toffee apples. There was chocolate-covered toffee apples. There were fudge-covered toffee apples. There were toffee apples. That's what she wanted. The bright red one. It was shiny and glossy. And she tapped on it with her nails that were painted purple to match her sweatshirt. She loved being a human. She was clicking with her nails, tapping, drumming on her toffee apple. She liked having painted nails. She wished she could do this all the time. She knew she could do it when she was a cat, but it's not the same. She'd filed her nails to a point, so they were all long and pointy and purple. She felt so pretty and cute with them like that.
"How much is this toffee apple?" she said to the guy.
$2.50, love.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Tucker said, I've got it. I raided my piggy bank before we came. I've got everybody's candy. Just don't go too crazy. I don't have that much money.
Cherry said, "Aww, thanks, Tucker. You're so sweet. How much is this lollipop?"
she said to the guy. The guy said it was $8.
OMG, that's a lot.
Tucker said,
"It's okay. Just don't get anything else."
Heidi wanted a bag of gobstoppers. That way, she could suck on them for the longest time and they would last for ages and ages and ages. Because Heidi's so smart. Leo wanted to try the taffy. He got a bag of mixed flavours. That way he could share with everyone. Leo's so sweet like that. Tucker decided that he was going to buy some licorice. He bought the black licorice because he wanted it to make his teeth black. He thought it'd be really cool and funny. Then a lady came from the back. She came out and said, "Oh, hello, everyone." Walked over to the fudge section and put a batch of new fudge in the window. Everybody stopped and stared at her. She had a red dress on with a white apron. She had white curly hair, big red cheeks, and a little red and white mop hat. She looked like Santa's wife. "Mrs. Santa." Cherry went,
"Quinchy, do you think she's like Mrs. Santa or something? She looks just like her."
Tucker said,
"She does. Look at her. Do you think that's like a different version of Santa over there? Santa without his beard. Instead, he's got like a really cool mustache."
Cherry said,
"OMG, Tucker, shut up about his mustache. That's all you're talking about."
Then Heidi, being Heidi, noticed that she was wearing a name tag and it said Mrs. C on it. She looked over at the gentleman that was making the candy in the window and his name tag said Mr. C. "Oh no," she said.
"You guys might be right. This might be like Santa and his wife."
Freya said,
"I thought Santa was quite chubby. You know, he always has a big belly and a beard. Because of the cookies and all the milk and everything he has to drink."
"What if Santa went on a diet?" said Cherry.
"That's what he'd look like."
And if he was in disguise, he'd have a moustache.
Tucker said.
Now who's talking about his moustache?
Cherry elbowed him and said,
Oh, Tucker, get over it.
They all stared at Mr. and Mrs. Claus. That's what they were assuming the C stand for.
Mr. and Mrs. Claus?
Mr. and Mrs. Claus?
Cherry said, really loud. Heidi said,
Shh! Don't be rude. It might not be. Well, we're not going to know unless we ask, are we?
Cherry walked over to the lady and said,
Excuse me, what's your name? I see that it says Mrs. C. Is C for something in particular?
The lady said,
Oh, yes, yes, of course. It stands for Clark. My name is Mrs. Clark. But you can call me Patty.
Cherry turned round and did a thumbs down sign to everyone. Then she came back over into the middle of the store and said,
She's called Patty Clark, not Mrs. Santa Claus. Oh, we're so silly sometimes.
Tucker said,
How cool would that have been, though? I mean, that would have been so cool. Can you imagine coming to the candy store in town and actually being served by a Santa Claus? That would have been awesome, especially Santa Claus with a moustache.
Cherry said,
Tucker, if you don't shut up about that moustache, I swear I'm going to hit you on the head with me lollipop.
Tucker smiled at her with black teeth. Cherry just pretended she wasn't amused, but really inside she was thinking how cute he looked, even with black teeth. When they'd all bought their candy, they went outside and sat down on a grass section. There was lots of different shops in the middle and around where they were sat. It was a really cool, cool idea. Tucker's quite smart, even though he doesn't act like it most of the time. And then the kids went home. The sun changed outside. It was evening time, and they all found themselves back as cats and dogs. Cherry was brushing her teeth that night. They'd left Tucker and Leo at their house and gone home.
I can't get this lollipop out of my mouth. Look at them. Look at my teeth. They're absolutely covered in the stuff. All those different colours have stained my teeth. I've got orange ones. I've got red ones. I've got green ones.
Heidi said, Just keep brushing. You'll be fine. And then all three of them laid down on their big, soft, comfortable cat bed. Veya said,
I always get a little bit sad when I turn back into a cat. I mean, I love being a cat and I love being me, but I really like being human.
Heidi said that she liked being both. Cherry said that she liked being human because she was so cool.
Because I'm so cool. I'm so cool as a human. I mean, I'm so trendy and I'm so cool. And everything's just so cool. Everything's cool.
Veya said,
Well, that sounds just like when you're a cat, Cherry.
And Cherry went,
Oh, yeah, it does. Because I'm cool as a cat too. I'm a cool cat. Yeah. I'm just so cool. Either way.
The end.